Imagine meeting the love of your life at a glamorous party, only to realize they're the same person who once threw you in their trunk? Welcome to the world of Leatherlark, where romance blooms in the most unexpected and lethal circumstances. This darkly comedic thriller introduces us to Lark Montague, a cheerful vigilante who eliminates sexual predators with theatrical flair, and Lachlan Kane, a reluctant hitman desperate to escape his violent profession. Their paths cross in a hostile encounter that leaves them both bristling with animosity and undeniable attraction. When a mysterious killer begins targeting people connected to both their families, these two damaged souls must forge an unlikely alliance through a marriage of convenience that quickly becomes anything but convenient as their pretend relationship evolves into something dangerously real. Here's a content-appropriate revision that maintains the key narrative elements while using more suitable language for audio. Two adversaries with different motivations. The story opens with Lark Montague confronting Andrew, a former partner who betrayed her trust. While firework plays in background irony, she holds him accountable not only for his unfaithfulness, but for his inappropriate conduct toward minors. Lark sees herself as an instrument of justice. Her vigilante actions stem from events at Ashbourne Collegiate Institute, where Laurent Verdon's misconduct ended when Lark's friend Sloane intervened fatally. Now Lark pursues those who harm others, keeping unusual mementos of her missions, including a decorated coaster, percussion instruments with unusual contents, and a winter-themed ornament containing evidence. In contrast, Lachlan Kane reluctantly participates in his employer Leander's basement interrogations. Unlike Lark's mission-driven actions, Lachlan seeks escape from this life. Leander reminds him of their first meeting years ago after Lachlan defended himself against his father, the incident that brought him into Leviathan's organization. When Lachlan requests retirement, Leander denies him, referencing a past operation gone wrong. At a social event, Lachlan becomes entranced by a woman with blue eyes and honey-colored hair, Lark. Their initial attraction leads to a moment of connection until Lark recognizes his Irish accent. She identifies him as an adversary from a previous encounter. Their chemistry immediately turns to antagonism, each unaware of the other's true profession. While Lark and Lachlan navigate their complicated attraction, a sinister figure known as the Phantom begins targeting people connected to both families. Guided by religious scripture, this killer has been watching Lark's friend Sloane and her fiancé Rowan, Lachlan's brother. Upon discovering a photograph of all four together, the Phantom plots to frame Lachlan for whatever harm befalls Lark, the cherished daughter of two empires of sin, seeking religious retribution. A year after their hostile encounter, Lark overhears her family discussing murders targeting people connected to both families and debating whether to eliminate the Kane brothers without proof. Horrified that her parents might harm Rowan and separate him from Sloane, Lark struggles to oppose her powerful family. Her solution? Marriage to Lachlan Kane. At Leytonstone Inn, Lark proposes helping him retire by securing contracts for his boss. When pressed, she reveals the truth. Someone is killing her family's associates, and they suspect Lachlan. Her shocking ultimatum? Without me, Lachlan Kane, you're gonna die, and I can't guarantee the reckoning will stop at you. Despite their mutual antagonism, Lark and Lachlan proceed with the wedding. During the ceremony, despite her internal panic, I'm marrying Lachlan Kane, Boston's biggest asshole. This is probably crazier than blowing someone up with fireworks. Lark maintains her composure. When Lachlan whispers in Irish, I promise to be a faithful husband to you, before kissing her, the moment becomes unexpectedly emotional. As they settle into married life, the boundaries between pretense and reality blur. Lachlan becomes increasingly protective of Lark, especially after discovering her box of trophies. When he directly asks if she's a serial killer, Lark cheerfully corrects him, calling herself a multiple deleter who has eliminated 10 people. What makes their relationship so compelling is how their dark secrets become the foundation for genuine intimacy. Unlike others who know only their public personas, they see each other's true natures, the good and the monstrous, and find acceptance rather than judgment. When Lark bitterly explains she hasn't told her friends about her killings because she loves them and doesn't want to disappoint them, but since Lachlan already thinks the worst of her, his judgment doesn't matter, she unknowingly creates the perfect conditions for authentic connection. As their relationship evolves from antagonistic to intimate, they must solve the mystery of who's killing people connected to both families. Their investigation leads them to Dr. Lewis Campbell, the headmaster who ignored reports about Laurent Verdon's predatory behavior towards students. After confronting him with evidence of his negligence, Lark sews Campbell's lips shut with gold thread before executing him, a gruesome yet poetic justice for the man who silenced victims' complaints. What makes this investigation compelling is how it forces them to confront their pasts while building their future. For Lark, confronting Campbell means revisiting the trauma that turned her into a vigilante. For Lachlan, helping Lark means acknowledging his growing feelings beyond their arrangement of convenience. Their partnership in both investigation and murder creates an intimacy that transcends conventional romance. When Lachlan crafts a trophy from Campbell for Lark, his heart preserved in resin, it's a gesture of acceptance more profound than any conventional romantic gesture. The Phantom is eventually revealed as Abe Mead, brother of a man killed by Rowan and Sloane, seeking biblical vengeance. He captures Lark and forces Lachlan into an impossible choice: save his wife or save his brother. Despite Lark's selfless command to save Rowan, Lachlan refuses to abandon her, proving that what began as convenience has transformed into genuine love. In the aftermath, with their external threats eliminated, Lachlan surprises Lark with divorce papers alongside honeymoon tickets, giving her the chance to truly choose this marriage rather than one she entered to save others. In a moment of perfect symmetry with her great-aunt Ethel's earlier wisdom about choosing love, Lark tears up the divorce papers, declaring she chooses him. What makes Leather Lark so compelling is how it defies conventional romance tropes by creating a love story between two killers who find redemption not in changing their nature, but in being fully accepted for who they are. Their darkness becomes the foundation for intimacy rather than a barrier to it. In this dark dance of two killers, we find a surprisingly hopeful message about acceptance, vulnerability, and the transformative power of being truly seen. A reminder that even the darkest souls can find connection if they're brave enough to reveal their true selves and lucky enough to find someone who accepts them completely.